Greetings to all of you on this day of Pentecost. It's really a great delight to be here with you. I'm looking forward to all the messages that we're going to receive. It was a dark and damp New Hampshire evening in late January. The valet brought our car around the front of the restaurant, and I tipped him as I got into the car. It was around 9 o'clock in the evening, and earlier, I was on my knee proposing marriage to Marianne. Both Marianne, the waitress, and the neighboring tables were all crying these happy tears as I proposed. I guess I kind of made a big impact being on my knees in the middle of the well-lit room. We had been dating for at least 7 years, and we're very confident we had a relationship that would endure. And in 10 years, we would result in being called into the Church of God. We were very happy and excited as we climbed into my 1977 Datsun B210 Fastback. Now there's a history point for you. We headed home to the city of Manchester, New Hampshire, from Merrimack, New Hampshire. We lived in the center of the city of Manchester, ironically, on Center Street. So we came from the south of the city, followed Queen Street, until we intersected with Elm Street, a main thoroughfare through the city. I got into the left lane and put on my directional and waited for the green arrow. Things were about to change. When the green arrow came, I started to turn and accelerate, but I noticed a large dark object traveling towards us from Elm Street at high speed. Simultaneously, I felt my gas pedal move down all on its own, giving us a slight bit more acceleration than I had planned. I didn't know what did that, but I felt impending danger as I looked at the large car with no lights approaching the side of my car at a high rate of speed. I felt helpless as the dark car collided with the rear side quarter, driver's side quarter of my small Datsun with a loud crash, and the force it spun our car 180 degrees around, facing into the intersection. And while we were facing it, as that all happened, or during that, it was like being in a slow-motion movie as we watched our car spin and the dark car zoom into the intersection and collide with a light switching station and a telephone pole, and it came to rest there. And immediately, the four doors flung open on the car, and young men ran out of the car into all directions and hid as we heard the approaching sirens of the Manchester police. You see, we had been caught up on the wrong side of an active car chase down Elm Street that night. Marianne and I were not hurt, except the bump of my head from hitting the door jamb when we were hit by the other car. We were quite shaken by the ordeal that happened on that very important evening for us. The car was totaled, and it took a while for us to calm down and realize a few things. You see, this was another strong example in our lives about how, again, God rescued us. The Spirit of God is powerful, and as that car careering toward us at 50 to 70 miles an hour, if my car had moved just a little slower, it would have T-boned us right in the driver's side. Many of you know, chances of survival in that case would have been very low, and there were no airbags back then either. I wouldn't be here sharing this story today, but this is one of the many life-saving stories in our lives. Today on the day of Pentecost, I want to inspire all of you to reflect on the power that God has given us through the Holy Spirit and how He works in our lives. Do you see these kinds of examples, like I detailed, maybe not so dramatic in your lives, but maybe just as real or maybe even more real? Do you think God has worked huge miracles in each of your lives? Can you see each time He showed His deep understanding, His mercy and His grace and loving hand to deliver you in these situations? We honor and praise Him for each deliverance, and it's very inspiring to see God working in our lives. And on this day of Pentecost, we know the power of His Holy Spirit has been given to many. So let's look at some examples in the Bible about how His power was given to others. In Genesis, it talks about the Spirit moving over the waters. Can we have the faith that the Spirit moves over us? Do you ever feel someone is watching you spiritually? God is always watching and listening to our hearts. In Israel's past, God gave Moses, his friend, an extra measure of spirit, which he then took and shared with all the leaders of the tribes of Israel. Remember that scripture. Isn't God calling us to overcome and become leaders of his kingdom, ambassadors of his kingdom today? Are we convicted and committed so that we are being true ambassadors to his kingdom today? God gave a spirit to Saul so that Saul prophesied and was spiritually inspired. God then removed it and gave it to David. David produced the Psalms and provided vast foundational materials for the temple and set a high example of love and heartfelt worship of God. With the Holy Spirit, he was emboldened to kill Goliath, and many other accomplishments he had in his life. Where are we spiritually inspired? Where were we spiritually inspired and produced the fruits and treasures that we bring out of our storehouse for God? And finally, the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost to the people, and 3,000 were baptized in Acts. They were cut to the heart and embraced Jesus Christ in salvation. Are we showing in our lives the joy of salvation in our attitudes and the hope of his kingdom, his coming kingdom? It's a great comfort to see all the ways that God has blessed us and many of his church. We all have great blessings from God. I want us to think about three simple areas and discuss them and inspire our memories of the power of God working in our lives. I'm sure there's more than just three, but we're going to hit three very simple topics here to try to get us to think about how God has really worked in our lives. The first one is physical life-saving or deliverance physically. Acts 16:26. In Acts 16:26, it talks about how Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns for God, and they were in jail, and they were praying to be taken out of jail. Well, in Acts 16:26, it says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosened. How many times have you had miraculous intervention in your life where it felt like something like an earthquake or something was happening, things were opened up or loosened, and you were able to escape? Did people come to intervene in dangerous situations in your life at just the right moment to open a door for you, or to give you some guidance, or just to run intervention for you? Think about those times. They happened in all of our lives. Or your residence, your job, or your school is changed, meaning you are moved on, or you are laid off, or you quit the job, or you moved on to go do something different. And at just the right moment, it happened. To avoid the issues, some door was open to set you free just at the right time. And you're looking back on it, and you think about it and say, wow, it's like God waited and prepared that situation for a time such as this, just for that impact that happened. Can we appreciate that? That physical life-saving or deliverance at that time in our life. The second category here is that your life becomes abundant due to your spiritual understanding, a sound mind, and the Holy Spirit directing your paths to overcome the world. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6 and 7. 2 Timothy talks about the Holy Spirit and what it does for us and how we should stir it up in our lives. Here in 2 Timothy verse 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see, God straightens our paths and protects us in front and behind And I found it many times after I left a job for different reasons, either voluntary or involuntary, the business imploded or things changed, not to the better. And many will say I was there for the best period. And I've talked to people who are still there after I had gone years before. And they said I got out just in time before all sorts of calamity happened. Sometimes we find ourselves in just the right place at just the right time to either avoid situations or take advantage of opportunities. We get put into a situation where we find that there's some opportunity there we never expected, never even thought of, and you take advantage of the opportunity, you find out it's a huge blessing. And there are other times where we have spiritual intervention, when all of a sudden something happens that just intervenes in our life in a positive way, helps us spiritually see something and make the right decision or say the right thing or provide the right love or support. The Holy Spirit works to give us a sound mind to make right choices. Even a marriage can be prepared and chosen by God and blessed to produce incredibly good outcomes. So those are the life abundance that we can experience through living God's way. Do we recognize and see all those? How about answered prayer? This is the third category, answered prayer. And these are just some simple categories. Romans 8:26, please. Romans 8:26. In Romans, he's talking about how we should be experiencing God's Holy Spirit. So in Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You see, sometimes it's amazing what you can do for, and what you can pray for. And God listens and answers. Think about how many of these prayers, and think about the fact that many of these are nothing that's too difficult for him to do. Even the smallest, most subtlest item that you can think of is totally difficult for you to do or for you even to see the situation to come out that way. But when you pray for it that way, he can deliver. And he does. It's amazing how powerful he really is and how impactful prayer can be. Think about what was the most greatest and most challenging prayer that you've ever done in your life. And did he answer it? Did he deliver you? And these are just areas to think about. There are many more, I'm sure, but these are just three areas. You've been delivered physically, your life has been saved, your life has been abundant, and you're receiving answered prayers. These are just three. There are many more, but God works all through our lives here. The Holy Spirit is working. And as we go forward, it becomes stronger. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 through 12. I'm going to read this. You don't have to turn there. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us, which we talked about today, by God. Have you seen the power of the Holy Spirit working in your life? Please have a blessed and happy day of Pentecost.